online.
On your smartphone.
From the KM Media Group.
This is KMFM.
With the latest news for Kent at 1, here's Josh Coop.
Our top story, around 160 children are having rotten teeth taken out every day. Under-18s had more than 40,000 extractions last year, with sugary foods thought to be to blame.
It's the snacking between meals. It's having fizzy drinks during school breaks and these type of situations where really the mouth is constantly bathed in sugar and can't recover sufficiently to be able to protect the teeth.
That's dentist Nigel Hunt, who says the problem's often overlooked. The local government association says it's costing the NHS more than £35 million.
KMFM.
KMFM News.
An investigation's underway into the cause of a fire which destroyed part of a pub in Chatham. At its height, around 20 firefighters were tackling the blaze at the Victoria Cross in Lordswood Lane this morning. One man had to be led to safety from a window, but nobody was hurt. Police have found £12,000 worth of cannabis at a house in Chatham. 60 plants were discovered at the property in Bryant Street following the arrest of a woman last Thursday. The 28-year-old from the town's been bailed until the end of March. A 15-year-old girl's been remanded in a secure accommodation after appearing in court charged with murdering a 7-year-old. The younger girl was found with serious injuries near a park in York on Monday. She was taken to hospital but couldn't be saved. Sky's Gerard Tubb was in court.
Well, it was a very brief court hearing. There were members of Katie Ruff's family. The 15-year-old girl said nothing. Very slight. She didn't look 15. Wearing an oversized grey baggy sweatshirt. She listened to what was going on but showed no emotion.
Well, she's due back in court tomorrow. Moving on, and thousands of motorists were stuck in long queues on the A2 this morning. The London-bound carriageway was closed near Bluewater throughout the morning rush hour because of a broken-down vehicle. At one point, queues stretched back 8 miles, taking drivers 2 hours to get through.
KMFM News.
After 8 years in the White House, America's first black president has given his farewell speech to the nation. Barack Obama listed his many achievements, including job creation and legalising same-sex marriage. He also warned people must continue to defend democracy, fight for equality, and never lose faith.
If something needs fixing, then lace up your shoes and do some organizing. If you're disappointed by your elected officials, grab a clipboard, get some signatures, and run for office yourself.
Well, Donald Trump takes over next Friday. A 14-year-old boy has been arrested by police investigating reports of criminal damage in Snodland. Several cars had their wing mirrors broken and tyres slashed over Christmas and New Year. A man who stole meat from the same supermarket in Maidstone 7 times has been given a suspended sentence. The 34-year-old targeted Morrison's in Sutton Road at the end of December and start of this month. More than 7,500 properties are without power this lunchtime after winds of up to 93 miles per hour batter parts of the country. The Met Office has also upgraded a warning of snow and ice for Kent throughout tomorrow, with the worst weather expected in the afternoon. Well, you can head over to Kent Online this lunchtime, where you can see pictures of snow that covered Kent exactly 30 years ago today. It was several metres deep in parts of the county and fell for 4 days from the 11th of January 1987. Petrol prices have risen 4p a litre in the last week to their highest level in more than 2 years. A litre of unleaded reached an average of £1.18 on Monday, with diesel £1.21. And forget the lumpy custard, forget the turkey twizzlers. Kent's home to the South East's top school chef. Joe's been along to spend lunchtime at UTC in Medway.
We've got chicken Kerala, which is a marinated chicken in coconut, tomato.
Well, that's Barry Brewington explaining what's on the menu for students at Medway UTC today. He's through to the final of the National School Chef of the Year competition after beating 8 other cooks in the region with his menu of Moroccan meatballs and Italian panna cotta. The food had to be suitable for 11-year-olds.
We had a certain amount of ingredients we're allowed to use, so we've utilised them, but we've utilised them in a creative way. And that's the part of the skill of being a chef, is being creative with sometimes limited ingredients, but producing good quality food. And that's key to what we do here.
The 60-year-old from Westmorling has been at the UTC since it opened in 2015 and cooks for 130 pupils every day. He says he only uses local produce in his dishes.
Just raising the awareness. awareness, really, of people that think, you know, schools and education food is the old turkey twizzlers and lumpy custard. It's not. You know, we do over 90% of all fresh food and vegetables and meat, everything. So, you know, the concept in all food has changed.
Well, these students say they enjoy the food that Barry serves up.
I think he does a good job, gives a wide variety of food instead of going around Asda and just getting junk.
One day he could have, you know, like Caribbean jerk chicken, and the next day he could have, you know, the Indian.
I personally enjoy the fish and chips on a Friday, pasty, lots of meat, light batter.
The national finals take place in March.
That's the latest. Next update's at 2.